see anything that might be a bit larger than a pillow might put on a bed? I don't know if it's if you actually use the thing or it's just for looks. It might be covered in, I don't know, some kind of cloth or something.
Larger than a pillow?
I think so.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, those roll type things. Yeah. Because as Mama, you form the pillows like that. That's where we had to make the beds growing up. I don't, but I forget what they call.
A bolster.
Bolster. Yeah, we had to form the pillow bolsters. Mama used to make us make the beds that way.
What about this expression? Say if it were a particularly long bolster, you might say, well, it doesn't just go part way across the bed. It goes
all the way.
Yeah. You know, if you had some children of friends of yours that were spending the night, something that you might put down on the floor with
a pallet.
What would that consist of usually? Is it
just a quilt?
Do people around here ever get together and make those quilts like they used to?
Nothing. The last time that I can remember is when I was a child. We used to, the French ladies, they would make, like one year would be Mama's time for her, you know, for her quilts. They would make them all for her that year. And then maybe next year would be Aunt Estelle's time, and they'd make enough to cover it. And you had different families that they would supply, but all the women would come and help Mama with hers, and then they would go. They'd go and do someone else's, and maybe in about 5 or 6 years it would be our time again. You know, they reworked the quilt, they put a new cover over the over it. And it's been years since I know quilting's coming back, but I think you do it on your own. It wouldn't be like a quilting bee type of thing. But they took all of us kids. It was an all-day affair. And we'd play there in the, they'd feed us or whoever house we were at. But they would be like a community thing.
What about this expression? A farmer might say something like, well, we expect to get a big crop this year because the soil is very
rich.
Or another way of putting that is very,
I've heard them say, call this in this area loamy soil.
Loam. That's pretty good soil. Pretty particular term for soil that's not very good for growing.
If it did, I hadn't even thought about it. Yeah.
What about a form of the word that you say you buy this stuff in bags and put out in your yard to make it grow better?
Fertilizer.
Yeah. Would they use a form of that word and say the soil is very
fertile?
Yeah.
I guess they would.
Any particular terms you've heard people use around here to describe low-lying land that might have had water on it one time but is used later on, plowed up for growing land?
Other than marshy area.
What about bottom land?
No, we call it marshland.
Marshland. Any particular names for land, low-lying land that would only be good for growing grass or hay, something like that?
I don't know, not in this area.
Do you ever hear people use the word meadow? Well, what about land that's not good for much of anything because it has water on it permanently?
Permanently?
Yeah,
that would
beaver
be
dams and all that.
Well, we don't have beavers down here. It would still be marsh. Even though some